Starting to lighten to gray. A millionaire was the time when cool it past by was a whole other side of the day. Oh, look at you now, bright eyes somehow, and sway into a song that ain't playing out loud. And I lose the thread like, forget what I said, I'm the deer in the headlights again. Cause by default, the
coming around with a big bomb pop. That is Telephone Company, part of the Austin Music Experience. They will be doing one of their rare shows October 24th, just a few weeks. For those of you in Austin, they'll be at Rock the Park out at Mueller, along with Tribe Mafia. Going to go to KUTX.org and click on events for information about that. And if you have not seen Telephone Company, you should. Before that was another band that if you haven't seen, you should. It was OK Go doing their, I think their most recent single still. It's called This. Love that song. They'll be out at Stubbs on November 8th. And as you're going to hear in a little bit when we chat with Parker Woodland, Parker Woodland playing the after party at Stubbs. That's probably not an all-ages show. Fishbone before that with Everyday Sunshine. Start off with The Body Rocks featuring Liz Phair. Everything's Controlled by the Brain. Coming up after the break, we're going to chat with Parker Woodland. We're going to hear a brand new Parker Woodland song as well. You should stick around. It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, and we are joined again by our good friends in Parker Woodland. They're joining us while on the road on their big first out-of-state tour, I think, though by the time you hear this, they'll be back home again. The new single is out on Bandcamp now. It's called Get Me to the Show. I was just listening to it nice and loudly this morning. To me, 2.5 minutes, kind of epic rock tribute to, among other things, how live music is undefeated. But how about you tell us what the song is for you?
Well, you got it. Live music is undefeated, and even beyond that, being in a band with your friends and doing the things that bring you joy in these challenging times is absolutely undefeated. And I'll let Andrew give a little more about the origin of the song.
When we were just first starting to play shows, actually, we're putting a live set together, and I was thinking it would be really cool to have a song that kind of opened up with how happy we were to be there. So kind of came up with a riff and just came up with the phrase, get me to the show, just because that's kind of like, that's like my happy place. And I think that's our happy place, just being at the show. And it's kind of like an oasis, if you will.
That's awesome. Carrie, what do you think?
Ditto. you know, we still go to, even all going to shows since, you know, we were kids. And we still go to shows even when we're not playing them. And it's just, it's all where we feel, you know, most at home and comfortable is being on stage. So it was, it's just an anthem for that. Just music is the way. That's what it is, really.
Yeah. And I'll also say, Bill, since your show is really about like loving music at any age, that's also what the song is about, you know, just being in rock and roll and loving music no matter how old you are. And so I hope that people hear that too.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, I started going to shows early teenage years, and here I am solidly into my 50s, still going well above the median age at most shows I go to. And it's still the best. I mean, that, like you said, it's the best place to be. So, Aaron, your day job is in justice ministry. You're on a sabbatical this fall. Do you have to tell us a little bit what that has been for you?
Yes. It's been glorious. I have about 4 months off, really 6 months total, because my job takes its own little break. We really believe that justice work is long haul, and we have to take care of ourselves and each other, and rest is part of that. So I have been focusing on rest, rock and roll, and Pilates, and cleaning out my house. Those are like the four. I tried to keep it to three, but I couldn't. But we've been writing our next album, and we've been doing some acoustic shows as justice benefits as well. So I figure if the band's involved, it's not cheating. but it's been really great. And I've been also getting to spend more time with my kids and more time with Andrew and Carrie and just Parker Woodland time. So it's been awesome. Thank you for
fantastic. Having. Of course. And what else shall we tell the good Spare the Rock listeners about all things Parker Woodland? What is coming up?
Well, we're working on a music video that's going to represent this tour. Like you said, this is our first tour to hit a bunch of states. So I can't wait to represent Get Me to the Show with footage from this whole experience. And then if you're in Austin, we're going to be doing the OK Go after show at Stubbs in November. That should be a lot of fun. And we're just going to keep writing and keep living this rock and roll life.
I mean, that is just such a perfect fit. Have you seen OK Go before? Because those shows...
I don't know. I'm really excited about it. I've certainly seen all the videos, and like, I feel like I've seen live footage. So when we got asked to do the show, I was like, yes.
Yeah, it is an incredibly joyous experience. And like, the videos are so great and so fun. And I went in, the first time I saw them was at the old parish on 6th Street. And I went in not knowing what their live shows could be like. I sort of assumed that the videos were sort of covering up for not being that good, but oh my God, no, so good. Like the power on stage went out at one point, and so they came out into the middle of the audience and just did like show tunes from like Les Miserables for 15 minutes acoustically, which was pretty wild. And then I saw them up here in Minneapolis, and you're in for a treat. So go see the show before the after show. Everybody should do both of those things. It's Parker Woodland joining us from tour. By the time you hear this, they'll be back from tour. We're going to hear the brand new single, Get Me to the Show, right now. You can go get it on Bandcamp or stream it wherever you stream music, but you should buy it. It's good to buy music. Buying music is good, and there'll be a video out soon. Thanks, you guys, for coming in, and have a safe tour and safe trip home.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Another fun, epic tune from Parker Woodland, Get Me to the Show. Thanks to them for calling in and chatting. Let's get right back in the music. It's Mr. G, the song that is also the name of one of his books. It's How Many Squirrels Are in the World, and it's quite a few.
How many squirrels are in the world? How many squirrels are in the world? I'm looking high. Looking low, I'm counting squirrels everywhere I go. I see one, plus two, that's three. Wish I could join them in that tree. Now I see four in the sycamore. Could that be five in the beehive? How many squirrels are in the world? How many squirrels? World. Well, I won't stop until I'm done, until I've counted everyone. Climbing high, there's six and seven. Could that be eight along the gate? I'm counting nine, now I see ten. Oh me, oh my, will it ever end? How many squirrels are in the world? How many squirrels? squirrels. I am the world. A group of squirrels is called a scurry. They move so fast, my eyes get blurry. Counting this high is getting hard, so I'll just stick with my backyard. There are lots of squirrels in our oak tree. Can you count along with me? How many squirrels are in the world? How many squirrels are in the world? I thought we'd finished, but here come others. Lots of sisters, lots of brothers. How many squirrels are in the world? How many squirrels are in the world? I'm counting squirrels everywhere I go. And someday soon I'm gonna know. How many squirrels are in the world? How many squirrels are in the world?
People go, I really wanna know. It's like they're here 1 second and then they're gone the next one, and I don't really seem to understand. Why do people go? I really wanna know. No, no. It's like they're here 1 second and then they're gone the next one, and sometimes it don't feel like it was planned. Are always near, they just get harder to see. They shine up in the stars, they dance in the rain. Their love, it never fades, it just finds a different way. It's like a footprint in the sand or the sun high in the sky. 'Cause even flowers bloom and then they have to wave goodbye. 'Cause people do move on, but they're never gone. As long as you remember them, I promise they live on. And so
I really wanna know. It's like they're here 1 second and then they're gone the next one, and I don't really seem to understand. Why do people go? I really wanna know. It's like they're here 1 second and then they're gone the next one, and sometimes it don't feel like it was planned.
Sometimes the sun goes night night and the little birds take flight. This is something we all go through, it's a natural part of life. And sometimes it's so hurtful when we don't get to say goodbye, and the question we have is why. Then the answer makes us cry. But when you miss someone so badly, you can close both of your eyes. Let the memories cover you in warm feelings similar to sunrise. So this here's from your guy. I just wanted you to know that the people that we love, they never truly go. And so I really wanna know. It's like they're here 1 second and then they're gone the next one, and I don't really seem to understand. Why do people go? I really wanna know. No, no. It's like they're here 1 second and then they're gone the next one, and sometimes it don't feel like it was planned. Hey, hey. Gone to leave this
broke down palace on my hands and my knees. I will roll, 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 make myself a bed by the water side. In my time, I will roll, roll, roll. In a bed by the water side, I will lay my head. Listen to the river sing sweet songs to rock my soul. Do, 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 do. River gonna take me, sing me sweet and sleepy. Sing me sweet and sleepy all the way back home. It's a far gone lullaby some many years ago. Mama, mama, many worlds I've come since I first left home. Going home, going home by the waterside, I will rest my bones. Listen to the river sing sweet songs to rock my soul.
Grateful Dead cover there from the Okie Dokie Brothers, Broke Down Palace from their forthcoming album. It'll be out in about a month. New music from them. Mega Ran, also new, Why Do People Go, featuring Kimya Dawson, featuring, exploring some of the same themes as that Dead / Okie Dokie Brothers song. And Mr. D did How Many Squirrels Are in the World, and it is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, and Friends. We have reached the end of the show. Thank you for hanging out with me. My name's Bill Childs. With you every week. I do appreciate you being here with me. We're online at sparetherock.com, Facebook and Instagram at sparetherock. Send us an email at show@sparetherock.com. We start and end every show with They Might Be Giants. This week, it is a quick little number. It's called Nonagon. Have a good week, y'all. Bye-bye.
Everybody at the party is a many-sided polygon. When a guest arrives, they will count how many sides it has on. Standing by the window over there, there is a shape with four sides, so it's a square. And the one who has nine is looking fine, and its name is Nonagon. Everybody turns just in time to see the Pentagon arrive. Counting up the sides, it is clear the Pentagon has five. Chatting in the kitchen we see, there's a triangle whose side's number three. And it's talking to the shape that has nine, who is known as Nonagon. Nonagon. Nonagon lets in a guest who has shown up late. Its name is Octagon and its sides add up to eight. Turning the music on is a six-sided hexagon. And they all get in a line and do a dance called the Nonagon. The Nonagon. The Nonagon.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca. or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
You're listening